Straight forward. The deep dive is on Hi-Fi Dream. That was, let me make this say this right, Giorgio Tuma with Leticia Sedier of Stereolab. The song is called Maud Hope. Am I saying that right? Maud Hope?
That's how I would say it. Maud Hope.
Maud. Okay, before Maud. That was the U.S. Girls doing St. James Way. U.S. Girls, I've kind of ridden them off over the years because I didn't really find them any songs I loved by them, but now I have found a song I really dig by them because that, every time I hear it, it gets better to me. It reminds me of Lush, and it obviously reminds me of Stereolab, which is why I picked the song I did with Maud Hope, because Leticia Sedier of Stereolab is the vocalist in that Giorgio Tuma song. So, well, the whole album is the two of them. So, what'd you think of Maud Hope?
Ah, so I loved the totality of that song because there's so much going on in it. Even though it sounds pretty simple, there's this feeling that I think you and I both kind of aligned on, that it's like a movie soundtrack, but from an older era. And I also felt like and I think it has to do with the way the male vocals are coming through on a kind of a subdued, like you've got earplugs in or your head got congested from like going up to altitude. You get that congested ear feeling where things get muffled and attenuated. But even though you can hear everything crystal clear in the song, the production's very good. But there's something about the effects, the vocals, the range of the pitch of the vocals, and the sustained, long sustained chords, whether they're voice or synth or keyboards, I'm not sure. But it all builds, like adds up to this kind of atmospheric, like we were talking, I think it would be a good soundtrack to listen to on a plane flight, because yeah, that's what it feels like. And I think you can really appreciate it with headphones too because of the production.
I think I've told you about my Sky playlists, right? I have playlists for when I fly. This song and a few others are on there from them.
It makes perfect sense.
You nailed that because I think it does kind of bring, it also brings this like kind of dreamy visual, but also in that congested, foggy way, which I think you get in a plane. Right. You know, you are 30,000 feet above, you know, sea level. And you are, your brain, you know, when you put on your noise canceling headphones and you turn on the noise canceling and it just got vacuums up to your ear and you feel that congestion, that's sort of what I get from that as well. So really interesting. I could see how I got from U.S. Girls to Giorgio Tuma there. But I didn't say a lot about U.S. Girls before we started it because I wanted to squeeze it in the first hour, but I really like that. For those listening that are into 90s, kind of like alternative indie rock, to me that has that sound that made those songs so good from like the Sundays and Lush and even, you know, I don't want to say Lush in the shoegaze way, but Lush when they kind of got later in their career and they were more just an alternative rock group. And there's others like that, Juliana Hatfield and so on and so forth. That song reminds me of those great songs from 94, 95, 96, Liz Phair, whatever. So I loved it, by the way.
Yeah, and I would expect you to a little bit because she is on the 4AD label, which is
produced my
favorite. Cocteau Twins, This Mortal Coil, Lush included, Dead Can Dance. So it fits like their kind of profile of artists they sign. Which
a great opportunity for me, by the way. This is This Mortal Coil, Filigree and Shadows. I found this import version, which is like kind of
on vinyl,
very very rare, and I found it like a couple weeks ago, and I still haven't listened to it because it's definitely a listen you have to sit in. But it's 4AD, and 4AD does everything like artwork, like you know, you want to frame it. It's already
the visuals
framed, really
are amazing. They always they tend to go with the music, right?
Extra attention to the details, even in 1991 or 93 or 94 or whatever it was. So, but yeah, that's exactly right. The 4AD sound, which is a whole history lesson in and of itself. I could do a whole show on 4AD and like the history of it. It was, to me, they were the model. Them and Factory Records were the model for what I wanted to do as a record label, which I didn't get near that level, but you know, that was my dream, if you will. So anyway, what a beautiful kind of dreamy set that is. And this is next, we get a little poppy. I think this is our chance to kind of take it to the main street a little bit here for yes. those that don't want to be challenged as much for a second. This is the set. Atella, which I've been playing since probably like October. I just got onto that. But now yes. I have a bunch of songs by Atella in rotation. This one's called Titanic.
I think it's Stella. So it's
All right.
It's the Greek symbol sigma, which is I think it's an S. So Stella with a sigma. That's how I'd call
All right. It. So I just have been calling it Atella because yeah. I didn't realize. I don't know Greek. What do you want me to tell you? I'm just joking.
You weren't in a fraternity in college.
No, I was anti-fraternity completely. That's probably why I avoided that. So it's Stella. Okay, I'm glad I don't have to say it that way. I wish I could just spell it with an S then instead of doing this to my brain every time I read it.
Yeah, if you go to the website, her website's actually Stella with a sigma. You spell that sentence out and then you'll find her. Because, yeah, no one knows how to type the sigma on a normal U.S. keyboard.
Yeah, I certainly don't. Tell me about the song. Why'd you choose it?
Oh, okay. So this popped up in my feed. I think it's like, if you like this, you might like that. And I loved every song I heard on this album from 2022. I dug in a little bit. And I had a hard time picking which song I'd play for the show. This song's called Titanic, which stood out the most to me. It's very pop. And in fact, this label is Sub Pop. Which I think is kind of like known for indie pop that kind of goes big, I guess I would say. But she's Greek. She's a painter, a visual artist, a performer, all this stuff. The album's called Up and Away. And it's a really kind of a diverse mix of like upbeat, atmospheric, groovy songs. It's a collaboration. This song's a collaboration with Redinho. His name is Tom Calvert. He's from the UK. He's a musician, a DJ, producer. So this has like a nice like one hit drum on the start, bam. But I like the little whistle. There's a whistle there in the song, and it's a nice melody, kind of upbeat. And it's just, it is about the Titanic like sinking, which is a little bit of a tragedy, but I think it's meant to be an allegory of sorts, and or at least a reminder of what happened on that fateful night.
You know, even though it's called Titanic, I never really thought that it was about the ship. I should have noticed that. But I've had such an interesting journey with Stella, because I thought my initial impression was kind of like psychedelic soul trip hop, or not trip hop, dream pop. And I kind of have all of her songs labeled as soul dream pop combo.
Okay.
Because they all kind of, well, not all of them, but most of them kind of have this sort of mid-tempo, kind of a groove, very beautiful vocals, but not like over-singing, you know, not Lauryn Hill or whoever, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, but more just like a breathier like version of soul music.
Yeah, breathy.
But I think the melodies have been what made me really love what she's doing. The melodies are always strong. The production's really good, even if it's like a little modern sounding. It's a perfect kind of balance in the hi-fi dream playlists, I think. There's a nice balance to what she's doing.
Yeah, and I think her style, at least the way they mic her and the effects they put on her voice, sounds very international, got an international flair. That's the feeling I get.
I feel that too. But again, this is a little bit more middle of the road, and not in the bad way. I think we need that. And if you listen to Hi-Fi Dream, a lot of the time, you'll hear a deeper song, maybe a more heady, long song. Usually the song that follows it might be something to ground you once again. Otherwise, you can get too far off on that path, which is way too heady for other people to stay with. So these are the grounding moments of the station that I think are, what do you call it, like the brick and mortar. This is be the mortar to kind of make everything stick properly. So Stella Titanic, thank you for educating me on that, followed by another very poppy song from a very indie artist, Ariel Pink, who kind of got canceled for a minute there during COVID, and or during the January 6th insurrection, and then kind of like now because of the shift in power, he seems like he's back and he's better than ever and is happier than ever. I don't know. I'm not sure what to think of him as a person because he's very weird and very obtuse, but this is a perfect pop song, in my opinion, and I love it in a 60s pop way. So Stella Titanic followed by Ariel Pink, Put Your Number in My Phone. You ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Now downloading The Deep Dive.
There's magic in the air, the night sky breaks your face like a mystery left uncovered. Some time alone, I wanna get to know you more, baby. Put your number in my phone if I could get some time alone. Cause what would tame this gypsy heart but fruits from fresh on vine? Your luscious lips entice me to discover. Talk to me,
call me a butterfly.
Call to me,
on the Lazile.
Save me,
spells over denial.
Make the most of this true love. Put your number in my phone. Put your number in my phone. I hope to get some time alone.
cross control relay, and I don't know if you're like really busy or something, but I haven't heard back from you, and I'm just wondering like if you could
talk to me. It's now or never, babe. Make me on the Versailles. Come for tea. I'll be your neighbor if you want all this and more. Put your number in my phone. Put your number in my phone. I hope to get some time alone. I wanna get to know you more, baby. Put your number in my phone. If I could get some time alone.
It's the Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive. We're coming out of Ariel Pink. Used to be Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, then he went to just Ariel Pink. Put your number in my phone. Before that was Stella doing Titanic from the album Up and Away. Really more of a straight-ahead poppy set, really. I mean, even though both songs are not mainstream sounding in any way. But the Ariel Pink song was funny because I don't love Ariel Pink. I really like some of his songs, and there's a lot that I don't. It's just too weird for me at times, and too, like almost like he's trying too hard to be artsy or weird. But there's moments where I'm just like, man, he could be a genius at times. This is like a very simple 60s pop song. It's not heavy. It's not really like profound in any way. It's not lyrically genius, but it does capture emotion, I think, that we all get at some point in time, you know, where you're like really like kind of crush on somebody. And it could go in many directions, as we hear in that song. You know, you don't know how it's going to play out. But that initial reaction, that initial feeling you get, you're kind of nervous about asking for their number and so on and so forth. I don't know if this is how it is these days, by the way, Willis. So go ahead.
What's funny is, you know, the line, put your number in my phone. Like, that wouldn't mean anything to somebody pre-cell phone. Right? You couldn't put a number in a phone. What are you talking about? You dial the number.
Yeah. Let me write it down so when I go home, I could.
Yeah, write it on my hand, right? So a little bit of generational gap there, and I'm being an old fogey. But that's the title of the song, What You Gonna Do? But the way he's saying it, though, put your number in my phone, I don't really get that it's a crush. It sounds more like this guy does this all the time. Like, hey, I like you. Give me your digits, right? Put your number in my phone. Like, if I had a crush on somebody, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't even know what to say to her, right? And so, yeah, he wants the number. And maybe he's not talking to her. Like, he's wishing he could say that to her. But what I did like the most is, and I'm not saying I don't like the song. I love the song. It's very, like you say, it's kind of a simple song. It's poppy, but it's gentle, and he's singing in my range. He's a baritone, mm-hmm. And so I can sing along. I found myself singing along to the song, and the lyrics are easy enough to learn. So I appreciate any of that stuff, because almost all pop music these days is sung by a tenor, right? Yeah. So if it's a baritone, I'm all in.
Yeah, and you know, I forget sometimes that the simplicity of the song, the sing-along. You and I were both going, put your number in my phone. It's easy. Even the part where he's like, talk to me. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah, baby.
But to me, where he does kind of in the verses say, your luscious lips entice me to discover. You could tell he's probably more, I don't want to say horny. You know what I mean? Like more like, interested in her in a, you know, physical way. But it also, there's a part in the chorus where there's an innocence to it, where he's like, baby, like that part there hits me. It like is beautiful. And even talk to me, it's now or never, make believe. Like there's sort of this playfulness to it, and it's not serious. And I think that's what it is for me, is that it can be playful and not serious, but still be sung in a way that strikes the same chords. So it allows you to enjoy it as a song, and as a meaningful song, even if it's really not a meaningful song, if that makes sense. I don't know.
It does. And then the whole like cap on it is the voicemail in the break there from the girl, where she's like, yeah, we met at the taco truck, but why aren't you calling me back? You seem really busy. So it's kind of adds a twist to the whole song, right?
Yeah, because you're thinking like he's really excited for this woman to call, and yet she looks like she's tried more than once to get in touch with him. So anyway, I love that song. It's just one of those songs I always go back to over the last 10 years. Not one of my favorite songs of all time, but I love it as a pop song. And then Stella's Titanic was sort of a similar thing. Like, you, I could sing along or whistle along to that song after one listen. And now, like, I feel like I've known it forever, and yet I found it possibly like in October, you know, last year where I had first heard it. And then when it came on your playlist here, I feel like it's a song I've been familiar with for 20 years, you know? It's a very easy song to remember and kind of sing along to.
For sure.
I think both of them were, which is good, because now we'll go back into a little more challenge for those of the, we are on the deep dive, so we're doing the deep diving. This song is cool. Tell us about
Andane.
Whatever it is, I'm sorry.
Andane. It's a tough name. A-N-D-A-I-N. I learned about this artist from Jeff, who we featured on the deep dive a couple times now. He has really good taste in like electronic, I mean all kinds of music, but he does favor electronic, and this one is kind of like a feeling. So it's from 2012. The song is called "I Chose This, You Once Told Me," and what I liked about it is it's got these vocals. She's a female vocalist, and she sounds like Sarah McLachlan in Delirium, that song. And this song reminds me of that, and it's a little bit, I think, later than that, 2012. I forget when that Delirium song came out. But these vocals, they, I think, typically from Andane get remixed into trance and EDM songs lately. So this being an older song, this I'd call it the source song, because it's been remixed. The source song, I like this one much better as far as the singing talent without a lot of the distraction of the trance and EDM of the more recent releases from Andane. So this sounds got a lot more breathing room, but very high-pitched, breathy vocals and kind of a slight electronic pop feel to it.
There's something about some of these electronic pop songs, indie electronic songs, where they refrain from going full bore towards four on the floor, club sounding songs, EDM, house, whatever. I feel like they become easier to listen to over a full album when you listen to them that way. And then, like, if you really want the thump, you go to the 12 inch or the remix versions, which is what I generally like, you know. Usually album versions aren't as eccentric when it comes to the thump, right? Which is understandable because it's coming on an album. So I find that this song has that breathability in there. It allows the song allows me to hear the song without being distracted by the pulse and the beat. Not that I'm ever distracted by beats. And if you listen to If I Dream, you obviously know that there's a lot of electronic music and a lot of beats. But again, it's a personal experience when you're sitting with headphones on and you're listening to a full album. And what I like this song a lot by Andane here. I thought it was a very Jeff song because Jeff kind of opened me up to a lot of songs that I had never heard from this side of the musical spectrum that were it kind of gave me that invitation into some more stuff that I didn't consider and I haven't considered. And this is another one of those songs. It's really nice. And I enjoyed it both times I listened. And this will be my third listen. I'm kind of eager to see where it goes from here.
Nice. Yeah, eye-opening. It's always good to get suggestions from friends and family. Like, I'm always open for, you know, what to bring to the table and just mix it up the salad, right?
Yeah, and it's not, for me at least, I don't want to always hear things I've heard before. You know, some people are like that, and I feel like sometimes I might feel like I'm saying those things, like, oh, I know this song, I've heard this song. But it's exciting for me when I get those songs that I've, like US Girls earlier, I knew the band, didn't know the song, and I loved it. So it's like, maybe there's more in there that I haven't found yet. And you know, I am all about what's next. What's my next discovery? What's going to be the next thing that blows me away? I'm waiting for that moment every day of my life, and I get it a lot because I find, but I still feel like it's fewer and further between where I've been discovering things that are just like, I can't contain my excitement, you know? So the more great songs I get to listen to like this, the more it allows me to be on the precipice of the next gold discovery or what do you call it? Platinum discovery. I don't know.
You're like Captain Ahab sailing on a ship in the sea. You know, he left the river. He's in the sea now, and he's looking for that white whale.
To take it all back to This Is the Sea.
Get your harpoon ready. Yep.
Which is funny because the song I'm ending with, in a similar way to This Is the Sea from earlier, from the Waterboy song that we talked a lot about, this song is kind of like an outro song for this show, but it's an important song because I think it'll... Badly Drawn Boy released this album during COVID, and I don't think many people knew it even was out there. It took me a while to even find it because it kind of just dropped out of nowhere. But this song reminds you sort of to stop yourself every now and then and remember certain things in life. And it was important for me to hear this song recently too, because it was like, all right, you know, I'm not bigger than the whole world out there. Like, you know, my problems are small compared to others. And this song reminded me that. I feel like it ties together a lot of the themes that we talked about on this show. What did you think of Badly Drawn Boy?
I think it's a nice, mellow song. I agree. It's a perfect ending to the show because it is a kind of a pensive, like a positive message. And we need more positive messages today, I think. And so it's nice and mellow. I think you picked Badly Drawn Boy once before.
I did.
So I was familiar with the sound. But I hadn't remembered it, so hearing it again, I think it's great. It's a great choice and adds to the eclectic nature of our show, The Deep Dive, how it's become. It's not all going to be dance music. It's not all going to be indie rock.
That's right.
This is indie rock, but this is kind of a mellow, upbeat, positive message. And it's like a letter, you hear a typewriter. You're going to hear a typewriter in the beginning, like tap, 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 which a lot of young people probably someday will not even be able to identify what that sound is because they will never have seen a typewriter.
That's true.
And that really goes with the message of the song. It's like an advice letter that someone's typing, you know,
exactly right, dude. I think that I forgot you mentioned the typewriter sound is like kind of outdated, but they still kind of use that as a, you know, I feel like it's a sound effect that is easy to identify. Maybe in 30 years they'll be like, what is that? But right now I think people know a computer type sounds not that dissimilar from a typewriter.
Except that any kid above the age of 6 can type like 5 times faster.
Oh yeah. I'm a good typer, but not near, they're like born with it in their hands. It's like an extension of their body.
Yeah.
But the thing about this song, and he went on tour with Squeeze last year, and I was so bummed because I haven't been working with Squeeze in the past couple of years. And they went on tour. They know I'm a big fan because when they were talking about doing a collaboration maybe 5, 7, 10 years ago, Glenn's wife Suzanne was telling me about it, and she's a big fan of his as well. We both kind of, bonded on Badly Drawn Boy. So she's like, hopefully Glenn's going to do something with Damon. And I was so excited, but it never came to fruition because Damon Gao, he's very in his own head. He gets depressed a lot. He goes through a lot. He's a very troubled man, but a beautiful guy and a beautiful artist, but very troubled. And she's like, it's hard to get him even to leave the house, or, you know, so. But eventually he came around. They went on tour. I didn't get to see it, which is a kind of a bummer to me, because if I was working with them like I was back in, you know, 5, 10 years ago,
you would have been there. Yeah.
I would have been right in the middle of it, and I would have been able to really get to know him. But that's okay with me, because I kind of like the mystery that is Badly Drawn. Same way as I feel about Elliott Smith, I feel about Badly Drawn Boy. They're very, to me, those guys, I listen to them when I'm by myself. I don't really listen to them with company, because they're very reflective songs, very sad songs sometimes. This one is not sad, but it has melancholy. So
yes.
And what I'm going through in my life with my father, and my, you know, him being sick and going through a lot with my family unit to try and get through these things, this song would really matter to me. And I think anyone listening can relate to this at some level, no matter where you are in your life. I think you agree, right?
Makes sense. Yep, totally all right. Agree.
So these are two beautiful songs to end it. One more dancey, one more reflective. Both amazing. You Once Told Me by Ann Dane. I'm glad I got that sorted. I was reading it wrong all along. And then Badly Drawn Boy doing Note to Self from the album Banana Skin Shoes, which was released a couple years ago. And if you're a fan and you didn't know about it, don't feel bad, because I didn't either. But let's do it. Let's finish it out. You good?
Yeah, great show today.
Great show. Thanks to Milo, by the way, for joining us for that segment. That was so cool.
Yes, we're glad to have a special guest.
Yeah, so now you'll go back to hearing his voice probably between this next two songs. maybe Phoebe. I don't know how it's going to play out. But thanks so much, brother. We'll be back next week. We'll do this all over again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
See inside the fog, but sometimes Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
Good to the people we meet.